I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, coming to you from Boston, where today the trial of Johar Tsarnaev got underway. He's accused of bombing the 2013 Boston Marathon. Those bombings literally shook this city, shook the world, both this program and the world at large. Three people killed near the finish line on Boylston Street, just 5 miles from where I am. Many more lost limbs, were wounded, and permanently scarred.
One of the first pieces of evidence that came up was a video showing the bombs. We've all seen it. We've all seen those explosions and the smoke rise over Boylston Street. But, when I saw it today, it felt like it did the first time I saw it. It felt like a punch in the gut.
Kevin Cullen of the Boston Globe was in the courtroom today. I asked him for his top headline.
4 minutes. That's the time the prosecution says that Johar Tsarnaev stood next to the children whose bodies he tore apart with those bombs. 4 minutes. And I guess the follow-up headline is that the defense admits this. Judy Clark, the defense lawyer, got up and basically said, or actually she directly said, he did it. But they were going to dispute certain elements of what the prosecution laid out. Mostly, she said they wanted to challenge the whole why. The prosecution, in the form of Bill Weinreb, said that Johar Tsarnaev did what he did on Patriots Day in 2013, because he wanted to avenge the killing of Muslim people at the hands of the American government. And that's why he did that. Judy Clark suggested there are other reasons. She said that Tamerlan Tsarnaev, Johar's older brother, he led and Johar followed. They made it very clear that this is my brother made me do it defense.
So the defense is pretty tightly painted into a corner. How did Johar Tsarnaev look?
He looked as he usually looks. He walked in not showing much emotion when the jury entered, and he put his hands in his pockets, which I guess a lot of 21-year-old kids would do in that circumstance. But he has remained sort of a study in stoicism through all of this. He has not shown much emotion. He hasn't looked at the jury that often, and he's keeping his eyes, askance. He's just not looking at. He's not looking at the people that literally hold his life in their hands.
Well, his defense team has tried really hard to get this trial moved outside of Boston, but it is taking place here, and there are quite a few survivors and relatives of victims in the courtroom. What was the mood overall?
Well, obviously for the people that were there, victims, I mean, at one point, while they were describing this carnage and particularly what those bombs did to the bodies of 8-year-old Martin Richard and Lindsay Liu, the Boston University grad student, and Crystal Campbell, who were killed at the marathon,
right.
The Richard family, Denise and Bill Richard, who lost a son, Heather Abbott, who lost a leg, and Dick Donahue, the transit police officer, who nearly lost his life in the capturing of the suspects. They were sitting there in the courtroom, just yards away from Bill Weinreb as he explained all this. So we can only imagine what was going through their minds. I think this is something that will play out in this courtroom over and over again, the sort of re-traumatization of the people who were there that day when those bombs went off.
Kevin Cullen of the Boston Globe at the trial of Johar Tsarnaev. Thank you very much.
Thank you.